Hey guys, it's Ami. I know I haven't posted much of anything to GWA or anything in general, but I've been busy. I just got back from Anime Expo, so that's been tiring. And honestly, past literally 2-3 days have been especially pretty rough on me. I'm not going to get too into detail with all the specifics, but if you've been following me on Tumblr or just follow me in general, you know that I've had a boyfriend for a while, and unfortunately, I find myself to be single again. If you can't already tell, I'm kind of sad. Kind of. Maybe a little bit. So I don't expect anyone to actually listen to this, because it's just like my other ramble, rant, vent thing. It's just me talking, trying to get all my feelings out and my frustrations, because I don't know who to talk about this with. I've told just a few of my close friends. And I don't know how to properly put it. I can't speak to any of them face to face without wanting to break down crying in front of them, and I absolutely hate crying in front of people. I don't know what it is about just speaking vocally like this, just in the emptiness of my room into a mic. And then nobody else listening but me. And then just letting myself post it and I don't know. Maybe it's I'm too afraid of the other person cutting in and saying something that throws me off or them getting upset for some reason. I don't know. But if you follow me on Instagram, which is mostly Patreon only, I express that I am going on a short, maybe not a short hiatus, but a hiatus nonetheless, to sort out my feelings and let myself become happy again. I know, like, breakups are a thing, and maybe it's, like, ridiculous to take a hiatus for such a little, a tiny, tiny little thing like this, but I don't think I can, like, sorry if I use or like a lot. I don't know how to gather my thoughts properly. It's not scripted, I'm just rambling to a room. And my dogs, probably, but they're sleeping, so. Shit, I don't even know what I was gonna say. I don't wanna make this seem like I'm trying to gain sympathy. I wanna clear my head and if taking a hiatus because I have a broken heart is stupid, then so be it, I guess. But I don't know where to start. I guess the biggest thing that's been flying around in my head ever since the breakup has been quite obviously what I'm sure a lot of people think when breakups happen is, was it something I did wrong? Was it something I said or did in the past that made them think I can't be in a relationship with her anymore? And I know in my last vent ramble thing, New Year's ramble, whatever, I expressed my frustration with being polyamorous. And how I couldn't be in a relationship because of it, or how it makes that difficult. This is not the case at all. He was incredible. He was so, so understanding and sweet and kind, and I loved him. I still do love him. And we're still friends. I still talk to him. Well, not currently. I need space. Which is fair. He understands that. I just need space. I don't hate him. I don't think any ill will of him. I don't think any of that. I think he's wonderful. He's such an amazing individual. He's so smart. He's so talented. He's so, so ambitious, and I want nothing but absolute happiness for him. And he's told me so many times before that he thinks the same of me. He thinks I'm so wonderful. He thinks I'm talented and beautiful. And to me, I feel like no one's ever really thought of me that way. So deeply. I've never thought anyone could love me like that before. It's not like I've never loved anyone like that before. I felt love before. I felt for someone deeply like that before. And all that. This isn't like, oh, my first true love or anything, but I've said in the past that I don't think I could ever be with one person alone. Like, just one person, monogamous, all the way. Because I just have so much love to give. But with him, I'm sorry, pardon the open window, it's hot as hell in California. And I've told him this, but with him, I felt like I could be with him and not want to be with anyone else. I felt like I didn't want to be with anybody else because I just loved him so deeply, so passionately, and God, I sound like a stupid scripted sitcom or something. Not sitcom, rom-com, or something angsty like that. And we're still good friends. We got off on good terms. I worry about him constantly, even before we started dating, even at right now. I worry about him so much. And I just keep thinking, did I say that I loved him too much? Was I too much? Or was it that I didn't say it enough to him? I tried to tell him as many times as I could, and he always said it back. He always acknowledged that I loved him very deeply, very truly. And he let me know that he loved me too. And to everyone who knew us, it seemed like we were happy. And I saw him for his birthday, and I thought we were okay. I was so happy to be with him. Just to be with him, just to see him live his life at home, and then just be beside him. And and then I think about it's not even a long distance relationship like some other couples have, where they're states or even countries, states away. Wait, did I say states? What the fuck ever? We were probably like 30 minutes, maybe an hour distance away from each other, and that's not awful. I think all the time that maybe, well, I guess during the relationship, I was worried that he'd fall out of love with me because I wouldn't be there for him as much as he needed me to. And right now, that's my worry. That's my fear, because I'm like, is this because I can't fucking drive yet? I mean, I've been studying so hard and I've been trying and I get so distracted and I keep forgetting because of my fucking shitty memory. But I keep trying and I want to learn how to drive so I can take him places, so I can see him. And now I think, is it because I couldn't be there when he needed me most? And I try to be, whenever we do get a spare moment of communication, when he's not sleeping in between work or whatever. And I miss him terribly, all the time. All the fucking time, I miss him more and more, and it sucks. And I'm scared. Frequently, I think of how stupid it was of me to think that I could maintain a relationship for more than 6 months, because the longest relationship I've ever had was 6 months. And I thought, maybe this will be different. Maybe this one will be different because I want this to work. I want to be with him more than anything. And ugh, Jesus. I'm just awful. I'm just fucking terrible. Honestly, I think I'm an awful person. And he tells me constantly that he thinks the complete opposite of what I think of myself. Pardon my dogs, please. He thinks that I'm good, I'm kind, and I take his words to heart, because what he says about me, he thinks I'm wonderful. Which also makes me think, then why did he leave me? And I understand that some people just want to be friends. Sometimes relationship between friends don't work out, and I get that. And it's, sometimes I think it's shitty. Like, it's super, not shitty of other people, but for me, it doesn't work out. It doesn't, like, dating friends sometimes doesn't work out, you know? But he was different, and I loved him. I love him. Even right now, I'm so madly, stupidly fucking in love with him. I don't know if he knows that. But if he does, I want to tell him so many things. But I don't know. There's a lot about him I can't say, because I don't want to give too much away about him. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. I feel so deeply for him. I've never felt like I could be so determined to be with one person, so passionate. I want to be with him. Although we're gonna, like, see each other in the future with our friends, hanging out with one another and all that, and it'll be great, it'll be fun, I feel like I'm still gonna feel this horrible, painful heartache whenever I see him, whenever he hugs me, whenever he'll laugh, and I'll be off to the side. Just remembering how he used to hold me. How stupid I was, how stupid I am to just want him to hold me before he left. I wanted so badly just to ask him to hold me while we slept one more time, because we never really got to cuddle or anything, honestly. And that's for, you know, personal reasons, familial reasons, because I won't go into detail, but that's other details. But we never really got to hold each other while we slept. And all I wanted was to ask him to hold me while I slept before we don't see each other for a while again. I wanted to hold on to him and never let go, because I was afraid. I'm still afraid I'll never be held like that again by anybody I care about so deeply like this. And I think I'm a fucking idiot for not telling him, hey, I know you just broke up with me. I know we're just friends now, but would you mind if I asked you to hold me? If we could just cuddle one last time before we leave, before I don't see you for months on end. I don't know what else I wanted other than to be held by him one more time. And he hugged me. He hugged me multiple times before me and my friend left for home. Again, Anime Expo, hotel, whatever. I want so badly to try and hate him. I want to find any reason to make myself forget how deeply in love I am with this man, this wonderful human being that I care so much about. I want to try and hate him so badly, but I can't, because he's good. He's so good. And yet, he's not perfect. I know that, but I love him. He's not perfect. He's angry. He's scared. He's so much. And it hurts me to see him so afraid of whatever. And that I can't do anything to help him. And I can't be there for him now. I couldn't be there for him before. And it sucks. It sucks so much being so deeply in love with somebody. I don't know what else to say at this point. I feel like a broken record just talking. I felt heartbreak before, and I thought maybe I was ready to love like this again, that I'd be able to love somebody like this again and be strong enough to be mature and be happy and wish whoever I was dating a good, like, a happy farewell without tears. But I feel like any breakup has its fair share of sadness. And I don't remember feeling this much pain before. As stupid as it sounds, I know. But I want him to be okay. That's all I want. I want him to be okay, and I want to be okay. I want to be with him. I want to love him like I did before, and we're going to be friends. We're going to be friends. It's going to be the same as before, but maybe just not as much playful flirting. Not as much pet names. I feel like it's gonna be hard to go back to being good friends after how close, how much we've bonded and connected as a couple. But I think I'll be okay. I think I'll be okay. Maybe not now, maybe in a few weeks, a few days or months, I don't know. I'll always love him. I know that. Maybe I'll always be this in love with him, and, you know, maybe someday we'll get back together and I'll laugh at how stupid and childish I'm being right at this moment, crying about a breakup like a 15-year-old girl. I don't know what's gonna happen with us, but at the moment, I'm not okay. And that's okay. I'm allowed to be sad, right? I'm allowed to be heartbroken and crying into my pillow and wishing that things were different, that it was all some kind of sick, horrible joke he's playing on me. But I'll survive. I'll live. It just hurts. It hurts a lot, and I want to be okay. I want to be happy. But I'm going to take my time being sad, being heartbroken, and angry that I can't fix anything, that I can't mend anything. I don't want to rescue him. I don't want to try and be his knight in shining armor. I just want him to be happy and okay. I want to be happy. And right now, I want to be happy with him. But I can't. So I'll just have to cope with maybe self-deprecating jokes and Overwatch and a shit ton of junk food and cuddle time with my dogs. Or something, I don't know. If you're still listening, I'm genuinely surprised you got this far. But thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to a sad, broken girl ramble about how sad she is and how she loves this man so deeply that she's just absolutely distraught and wants nothing more than for him to be okay and for them, for us to be okay, to get through this and just be good friends again without it being super fucking awkward. without me wanting to just hold his hand or hold him close whenever I see him. Without me wanting to just hold him close and kiss him until he's alright, until everything's okay again. Thank you for listening. And if you have any concerns about me or whatever, feel free to message me wherever I am. Fucking Reddit inbox, Twitter, wherever you can find me. I'll be okay. I'll probably post on Twitter that I'm taking the hiatus because I'm not sure how many people follow me on Instagram or how many people have read it. But yeah, I'm gonna go sulk and vent out. Well, I think I'm venting. I finished venting out my feelings for now. But I'm gonna go take care of my dogs. I'm gonna eat some ice cream, watch some shitty Overwatch game play, and probably cry myself to sleep some more because that's how I'm coping right now. I'll see you all soon. Have a good one, guys.